Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Jason Lee.
As part of a nationwide set of campaign stops, Libertarian candidate for president Dr. Jo Jorgensen will be making two campaign stops in Alaska next week. She will host an event in Ketchikan on September 3rd, followed by a stop in Juneau on September 4th. Ketchikan voters will have their first chance to hear from Dr. Jorgensen on September 3rd during a panel discussion held at Stony Moose. The discussion will begin at 11:30 a.m. and will be followed by a first-come, first-serve meet-and-greet at Bar Harbor Ale House at 1 p.m. Juneau voters will have their chance to meet and hear from Dr. Jorgensen on September 4th, and some will have a chance to play hockey with her. On the second stop of her Alaska trip, Jorgensen will begin with a lunchtime cookout at King Salmon Shelter at Lena Beach Recreation Area from noon until 1:30 p.m. After the meet and greet, Jorgensen will gear up to play a pickup hockey game with over 20 local hockey players at Treadwell Arena. Capacity is limited due to pandemic precautions. Dr. Jorgensen recently offered insight into the backbone of her platform.
Turning America into one giant Switzerland isn't just the right thing to do. It doesn't just make us freer, it also makes us safer. Getting education out of the hands of the government isn't just morally right, it also improves education and gives choice to parents and students. Ending the war on drugs isn't just the freer thing to do for liberty, it helps put families back together and it saves lives. That's the message that I want to continue while I run for office this year.
Alaska is important to the Libertarian Party, exemplified by the fact that 2016 Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson saw his third strongest performance in Alaska, earning almost 6% of the state vote. In July, the Libertarian Party successfully collected enough signatures to feature Dr. Jorgensen on the state's November ballot. A $47 million Alaska water diversion project is expected to increase flow to a lake and eventually help generate low-cost power for utility customers. The Alaska Journal of Commerce reported on Wednesday that the Alaska Energy Authority began flowing water through its West Fork Upper Battle Creek diversion project on August 25th. The project will raise the amount of water in nearby Bradley Lake, subsequently increasing the practical power production capacity of the Bradley Lake Hydro Project by about 10%, according to the project manager. Bradley Lake, the state's largest hydro plant, annually produces about 380,000 megawatt hours of power for six electric utilities in Alaska's Rail Belt region. Bradley Lake power costs 4 cents per kilowatt hour to produce, according to the Energy Authority. Because the project produces some of the cheapest power in the state, more is better, according to Tony Izzo, CEO of the Mat-Su Electric Association. He added, "It's pretty easy to see the benefit when you look at the numbers." The Bradley Lake turbines are rated to produce up to 120 hours of power, but constraints have limited its average production to about 44 megawatts. The supply of glacial-fed water stored behind the Bradley Dam can be used by utilities to manage the variable portion of their electric loads and optimize operation of their gas-fired generators. Homer Electric Association Board of Directors Vice President David Thomas said, "We want our gas turbines to be at the sweet spot." That's KSRM News, covering the Kenai and Alaska for over 50 years and found online at RadioKenai.com. I'm Jason Lee.